Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio for Monday, February 15, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as we'll be doing every Monday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. We got a fantastic show for you this evening. Our subject, we're going to continue on with part two of Why Do Men Want to Freak in the Bed but Don't Want to Marry One? And right now, if you want to call in and put in your word on this subject, the number is 347-215-8539. Let me give you a little bit of background update that's going on. Got some things going on with the books. Got a couple of new books coming out here pretty soon. Just released the end of this month, we're going to have Contagious Lust coming out. It's an anthology that I did with another author, S.S. Black. And we're going to get that out so that you can have that to work with until this summer. We'll be bringing out the fourth installment of the Scandalous Motive series, which will be called Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, The Origin of Tangi Lori. And if you've been keeping up with that subject, you know that Tangi was that billionaire diva that was taking control of everybody in the Scandalous Motive series and running things. So that's going to be coming out sometime in April or May time frame. So look for it. And like I said, we're going to be doing a few interviews and things up here in the future on this show. So just sit back and relax. We got an hour show tonight. Want to give you a chance to call in those that are interested in the subject. Like I said, why do men want to freak in bed but don't want to marry one? It's interesting that it seems to be the subject matter the subject that people are scared to talk about. But hopefully we can get some brave souls to call in tonight and be able to give us some answers or some of their thoughts on what they think. So the number again, I say again, is 347-215-8539. Call in. Let's hear from you. Yeah. You got a little music here coming from Cal Eastwood. You know, he's a new author or a new artist that's out there right now. He's doing The Son of Clint Eastwood. It's pretty good, and got some great work out there. So I want to keep that going for you. Yeah, I just wanted to, like I said, keep this subject going because it seems like people are kind of scared of this subject. I get the idea that, when you say freak, people, they run from that because they think that if they take a freak home that, you know, she's been with everybody. But is that really true? I mean, then you go out and look for one. I mean, I don't understand why you would do that. But there's a lot of guys that do it. So I guess give me a call, 347-215-8539. Yep. So you know, I definitely enjoy writing my books here. Like I said, Scandalous Motives, for those of you who have never read it, it's a very intriguing and sensual book. It's a story of Waynell Devereaux, who wants to live a normal life with a man who can love her. However, she is forced to marry a man who wants nothing from her but to be his personal concubine. You know how some of these men do. They want to control women. Her life will change as she is approached by a secret society, one that engages in the deepest and darkest sexual sins known to man. She finds herself caught in the middle as her sexual desires take control of her life. She is engulfed in intrigue. day she will exist or experience sexual pleasures that she did not know existed as she embarks on a journey that will catapult her to the deep side of her desires. When she finds herself transported through a door between worlds believed to be closed for one time and lands in the miracle circle of the guild, she knows that her life will never be the same. One that shows her pleasures she never imagined and brings her confidence to life. That's what scandalous motives bring it to you. And what I like about it is it's written in a city that is not normally used in a lot of the work. Most of the time people want to use New York, Kansas City. You don't use Kansas City, they use New York or Atlanta or, you know, something like that, those cities. Kansas City is a city that's vibrant also, that's moving and doing things. So we want to, you know, bring that city out and give you what's going on here. Trust me, same thing that goes on in those big cities we got right here also. So, but again, I'm still looking for some callers to call in. 347-215-8539. And tell some friends. If you don't want to call in, have one of your friends call in. They can definitely come in and we can discuss this, you know, that, like adults. That's what this is all about. So hopefully we'll get some calls. If not, you have to sit here and listen to me, and I know you don't want to just listen to me. We can do a little reading. I think next segment we're going to try to have a guest on here. Once I find out who we're going to have, which I'll look at the schedule and see who's coming in, we'll announce that via Facebook and Twitter and let everybody know who's coming in. It's going to be somebody I'm sure that we can talk to about their book or their spoken word background. So that's what it's all about here on Word Sex Radio, trying to get it to you. Yep. But getting into the writing, for those of you who like to write but are scared to try, it's not that hard. It's easier now to get published than you think. The main thing is the marketing aspect, which we'll get into later, but you know, you have to really be devoted and want to do this for it to happen. Because a lot of people, they say they want to do something, but then they really don't. And then they lose out on it. So, you know, it's just, you're lost. And you really can have what you want if you just set yourself and your goals out to do it. So. You know, I'm going to read a little bit from my book here just so we can get time to get some callers to call in on the subject. You know, Wayne Nell was looking up at the ceiling as she lay there in bed. Although Brian was trying his utmost to bring her to a climax, it was not going to happen. Now, you see, Wayne Nell had her mind on something else, something more than what Brian could offer. Although he was thrusting her with vigor and vibrant force, Wayne was just not getting into his masculinity. Her mind was not on his diminutive penis or the fact that he was talking dirty to her, but her mind was on the thought of being in the middle of that orgy session that she had the pleasure of experiencing the night before. Yes, Wayne loves to fuck, and she does it well. She loves it so much that she tolerates her husband's efforts, but he's just not enough for her. Oh, yes, she does what any loving and supportive wife would do to keep the peace in her home. She fakes it. After she exclaims as she slightly pushes Brian off her, she says, "Oh, baby, that's the best loving making we ever had." "Yes, dear, it was good." As she walks into the bedroom and closes the door, she stops and leans back on the door as she opens her eyes. She looks into the mirror at her face, and for the first time, she notices that she's not satisfied. Brian shouts to the door, "Let me know when you're done so I can take a shower." "Yes, baby," exclaims Wayne as she wipes the tears from her eyes. She starts the shower and steps into it. she begins to shower, all she could think about was the night before, that night that she endured. All she could think about was those large hands caressing her breast. There were so many people in the room all over the place that these hands were rubbing inside her breast, and she suddenly felt a strong but gentle tug on her earlobes. All this was going on the night before. So pick up Scandalous Motives. You can get this on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. And it's a 3-book trilogy, so you'll be able to read that and get the whole aspect of what Wayne L. was going through. Could be you in the book. You might even see yourself. That's what it's all about, though. Bringing yourself out sexually. Knowing the truth about you. We should be able to do that. And not be restricted. Give me a call. 347-215-8539. Let me hear from you. Want to see what you got going on. Want to know what's up with you. Yep. Looks like we got a caller. Caller, you on the air? Whenever you're ready to speak, I'll be right here for you. So, caller, let me ask you, if you're there, what do you think about the subject, the night's subject? I think there's a little technical difficulties with the caller. Are you there, caller?
Hey, y'all, what's up? This is D.
Hello, D. How you doing there? This is Red Snapper. You know, we're doing part two of that subject. You're the first caller to call in tonight. And, you know, the subject, just to give you an idea again, what was going on, it's, you know, what do men want? Do they want a freak in bed? But when it's time to get married, they don't seem to want to marry one. What is that about? Can you tell me about that?
Well, after thinking about it some more after last week, we don't want to bring no hold to mama.
And they don't want to do what again? I'm sorry.
We don't want to bring a hoe home.
Well, why don't men want to do that? I mean, they look for that, and then all of a sudden they find it, and she's just as good as any other woman. What are they scared about? What are they scared of? What do you think it is? You think it's the fact that she's experienced, or do you think it's they feel like they need to be the one to give her the experience, or can you elaborate?
No, just the the freak, that's her job. She ain't supposed to be the wife. She not supposed to be the girlfriend. She a freak. Just come in. Get in.
So you telling me
get on, get out.
So you telling me that a normal working lady every day, a corporate worker, someone who is well-educated and mild-mannered and goes to work and works hard and makes her money and lives well and comes home. And if she had a man, she can't be a freak to that man because he wouldn't want to marry her. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, she can be a freak to that, you know, to that one man, but she can't be no hoe.
Okay,
she can't be out there chasing, you know, doing me, and then on the side trying to do my boy.
So you think that because she has experience, she's going to be doing that to your boy on the side? You think that may not be true. I mean, she just might like those things of pleasing her man. Have you ever thought about that? She might just want to just do that. Is that possible? I mean, that you can meet a woman that is able to do those things?
That's very possible.
But you just said that you wouldn't take her home, though, to meet your parents. Why would you do that? It's just a woman who enjoys pleasing her man. Doesn't necessarily mean that that it's a problem. And we need more callers. Can you call in 347-215-8539 and discuss this with me and D, because D has his ideals. We want to get your ideals. We need a woman to call in, or a couple of women, so we can get their views. Again, the number is 347-215-8539. Call in. Let's hear from you. This is Red Snapper on Word Sex Radio, and for Monday, February 15, 2010. The show is always broadcast every Monday at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you don't make it tonight, you'll be able to get in sometime. But we want to hear from you. All right, so D, back to you. Maybe you need to give us a kind of a background of what you consider a freak, because it sounds to me that when you describe freak, it's like you're saying that she is a woman that is normally out there selling her body or giving her body away. I don't think that that is one of the prerequisites for being a freak, because you have normal women that work every day and they just like to please their man. So I just wanted to see if you could kind of give us a better
Let me clean that then. There's freaks and then there's a hoe.
Okay. Well, we're not talking about hoes. We're talking about freaks. So let's get on that.
Okay. Now, both are freaky.
Right.
Okay.
But
now, and bringing them, and bringing any woman home to the family.
So you said, I said it again. You said bringing any woman is what now?
And bringing any woman home to the family, whether it be parents or extended family, whoever. And I'm speaking in general terms.
Right. So what makes you
think that what they do in bed, how freaky she is in bed, is between that couple.
Okay, so yeah, when you take her home to your parents, do you think that that you're gonna tell your parents, well, by the way, she's a freak? I don't think that you would do that. But the question again is, why do men want a freak in the bed, but when it's time to get married? If they know this woman's a freak, they don't want to marry her, because my question is, if she's able to provide and love you, what does it matter who she had before? It shouldn't make a difference. Yeah, am I right?
It shouldn't, but it does.
Okay, so you explain. Why would it make a difference? I mean, are you worried that your boys had her, or they all had her, and then you get married to her? I mean, if you knew that, then why did you get with her?
Well, like I said, it goes, you know, it should not matter, but it does. We men are just as insecure as you know, some of the women we date or that we chase.
Exactly. Okay, so that's why I need a woman to call in right now. That number, 347-215-8539. That, again, is 347-215-8539. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from some women and get their opinion on the subject. D has his opinion. We just want to see if there's anybody else out there that's bold enough to call in. We got plenty of time left on the show. We got about 40 minutes to go, so get your friends, text them, let them know that the show is going on, and give them the number, 347-215-8539, and let them call in and let's talk that subject. It's broadcast all over the world, so it's not just here in Kansas City, but anybody who wants to get in on this subject, why do men want to freak in the bed but don't want to marry one? We definitely want to hear from you, so just call in. All right, back to you, Dee. Since you're the only one on the line right now, we're going to keep asking and getting into your brain about this subject. So I think you kind of gave me an idea that there's freaks and there's hoes, which we understand that those are two different entities, even though they might be kind of the same. So what would the thin line be between the two? I mean, how do you decipher which one is which? And, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're in love with her. You know, if she's not going to be with anybody else but you, and she has the skills, would that be I mean, what's the problem?
Well, if she has the skills, you know, and she is, you know, used to or accustomed to being with, what, multiple men or having multiple men chase her. And she is, you know, and she, you know, all of a sudden decides to lock in with one particular man. Her history plays a part into her character. Now, that should not be the case.
Okay.
But it...
Well, so how would the history play a part? I mean, you think that she's going to be, like, all of a sudden she needs more men or something? Or I'm just trying to get the understanding of if she decides that she doesn't want to be out there in the street anymore and she wants one person, what does the history have to do with the forwardness of you and the relationship with that person? I just don't understand why that would be a problem. Can you elaborate a little bit on that? And get some of your friends to call in, you know, that way you won't be on the spot by yourself. 347-215-8539. So what do you think? So you would have a problem with the history if you knew that. I'm taking it that if you knew that she was a lady that was out there with a lot of people, and you for some reason decided that you wanted to go out with her, and you started going out, and y'all got close and decided y'all wanted to get married or y'all wanted to be together, just you and her, you would have a problem with her history?
Absolutely.
So what would you do? Would you tell her that you don't want to be with her because she's been out there? So give me an example of what you mean. Is this like somebody who is okay, say you found somebody who used to be a stripper or something. Would you not marry her? I mean, she's not doing that anymore. She's not into it anymore. Would you not marry her all of a sudden because you found out about her past? Can you give me an answer to that?
Okay. In that particular situation, a serious discussion would have to take place to give me those assurances that, okay, that she's out of the game. She, you know, she's still just as freaky, but she's out of that particular lifestyle.
Okay, so I guess you'll have a problem with her. If say you're out to dinner and one of her old buddies that she was in the lifestyle with recognized her and said hello to you, would you think that everybody who spoke to her or anybody that was in her past was part of that? Would you have that problem? So I'm taking you probably wouldn't want to live with the fact or of that then, maybe that's it. Could that be part
that
of
would,
it?
That would be part of the relationship and part of something I would have to adjust to. If she was committed and serious about being with just one man.
Right. Okay, so what would, I guess you would give her more of a test than you would somebody who didn't have the background. So how would you treat this woman differently? I mean, it seems to me that there's discrimination in this because of her background. I mean, I just don't know if that's fair.
Life is not fair.
Okay. Well,
that's life.
We need we need a lady to call in, 347-215-8539, and give her opinion on this. Like I said, we got a little bit of time left, and really want to hear from those who have their opinion on this subject. And D is doing pretty good here. He's giving us his aspect. My thoughts on it, I would think that if you knew about this person's past, now if it didn't just get hit in my face, then that would be all right. But I mean, if I knew what I was getting into when I first met the person, and I knew that they weren't doing that anymore and they were out of it, I would give them the full rights that I would any other woman, as long as they're not in the game anymore. Now, if they're doing this behind my back, or they were doing this and didn't tell me and didn't want to let me know, and then I find out later, then that's a different story. I think that would be untrustworthy. So, but I think if it was brought to me in the beginning, I'd have a chance to put it all on the table, and that's what we would do, put everything on the table so we could see where we are, and I think it would be feasible if that person can stay with me. So, you know, you got to give everybody a chance, I think. And D says that he wouldn't because he just doesn't want to be caught up with something like that. And I respect his opinion. Is that true?
I would give her a chance, but there would be there would be some extra stuff because we are, you know, we are all judge on choices that we've made.
Right. Because I'm sure that everybody has skeletons. I mean, you know, what if they found some things wrong with you or some things that you had wrong? Would you want them to not be with you because of your background or what you've done? I think everybody has a fair chance. Now, if they're continuing to do that, then that's a different story. But if they have decided that their lifestyle is not for them anymore and they learn some things along the way that they can bring to the table to give you enhancement and enjoyment, I think that would be a plus for you, especially if they're going to be with you and only you, not spread the wealth anymore. I would think that that's not a problem. So I would say, come on, if that was me. In your case, I think that you were saying to me that that wouldn't be good for you. And we want to get some more opinions, 347-215-8539. So call in and give me a chance to hear your opinion and so we can go forward. And we have D. He's a loyal fan. I'm glad that he was able to call in. You know, it's good sometimes when you got that one that helps you out. This is a new show, so we know that there's a lot of people that's still learning about the show, and maybe the subject of this matter was a little too strong for them that they weren't able to make the call. But we still have like 30 minutes left in the show, so if there's anybody out there that wants to call in, 347-215-8539, be bold and come on in. All right, D. So tell me more. Have you ever been in a situation like this where you met someone who was wasn't trustworthy and they were a freak and they didn't tell you the whole truth?
No, I never got that far.
You never got that far. It sounded like you were speaking in the experience, but do you know anybody who has been through that?
When I say it never got that far, with all my relationships, they're like I said before, the skeletons that are in each of our past, though they might be different, they all get they all are treated the same as far as that choice were made. Hopefully you're older, you're wiser. Are you trying to move on? And if so, what are you doing to move from that?
Right.
Or to move away from that? And that's what I'm saying. And that is what I mean by they all are treated the same. Now, in order to show, to develop So I said, if she's out of the game or not doing some of the things that she used to, that takes time to develop that trust.
Okay, so what if it was reversed? What if it was a woman who wasn't out there like that and she met a man? And, you know, men are, society has men where they can go around and do things. And, you know, I mean, even though we had Tiger Woods and a few people that got in trouble on TV, those are celebrities. You know, they want to put them out in the street. But this was a regular guy who was out there with a lot of women. You know, women may know about it, but what if it was you that was being judged this way? How would you feel about that? I mean, do you think that it's fair for them to take your pass? And you're serious now and in love with this woman, and you think it's fair for her to take your pass and say, you know, I can't marry you because you used to be out here with all my friends. How do you feel about that?
That'd be a pretty messed up situation.
Especially if you loved her. So how would it be? I mean, it's the same thing with a woman, wouldn't it?
Yes. I didn't say it was fair. I just said that's the way, at least over in the United States, that's how things are done and perceived.
Right. Yeah. Well, it is not fair, but like you said, that's the way things are and that's the way society has it, but how do we change that? That's what we need to look at. I think that this could be changed if we, you know, put the effort in and try to give everybody a chance. Now, if this person, like anybody, a male or female, if they tell you they're going to do one thing and then they turn around and continue to do it, then you've given them a chance, and, of course, that chance you might get hurt in. But I understand that being hurt is hard. A lot of times people don't want to get hurt because, you know, they don't want to go through those things. So, but I think sometimes men can be very, very harsh and hard on women by judging them on their lifestyle, being out there with a lot of people, or what they perceive her to be out there with a lot of people. They may hear things, but I think until they talk to that person and find out what they are or what they're about, and if they don't see it with their own eyes, they shouldn't judge that individual like that. So, you know, it's really messed up. I was hoping that we could get more people in tonight to kind of discuss this subject. And we still have a little bit of time. It's 347-215-8539. And like I said, this is a deep subject. I think a lot of people are kind of scared of this subject. So you know, it could be that, you know, it's a lot of freaks out there. And a lot of people are. They just don't want to, you know, come out with it, and if they are, it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But I was hoping that I can get a woman's perspective on this tonight. 347-215-8539. If you get a chance, if you have time, please give us a call so we can get your info and find out what you think. And I'm having a good time talking to Mr. D here. He's a good guy. He's been loyal, and he's called in to both the shows, and hopefully he'll continue to call in and as the caller base builds up. And like I said, this is a segment, Red Snapper Presents World Sexy Radio, where we have news about authors, upcoming events, as well as segments featuring authors and things that I am doing in the future with the Urban Erotic Bliss series, also with Midwest Publishing Group, which is my publishing company. Things that we're bringing out, you know, with new products. As I spoke before, we have a couple of new books that are coming out this year. One of them that's going to come out at the end of this month is called Contagious Lust, and it's done by me and an up-and-coming urban erotic fiction writer from Pennsylvania. Her name is Essence Black, and she is a hot writer. She writes well, and we're coming out together on that book. Also, we have this summer, we're going to have Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel, The Origin of Tangi Lori, which is kind of like a prequel to this Catalyst Motive series that has come out already. telling you the story of Miss Tansy Lori and how she became the diva that she is. So those books are coming out. At the end of the year, look forward to the book called Closet Freak coming out. It's going to come out, and you, for those who want to read about it but don't want to talk about it, you can read that book and kind of get into it. But back to Mr. D. D, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add to your opinion on the subject here? That seems to be only me and you talking about it. A lot of people, like I said, kind of scared, kind of don't want people to know about them. You don't have to say your real name when you call in. Just even make up a name or whatever you want to do. 347-215-8539. I think it's important that we talk about these things and, you know, let's not be scared. It's, nobody's going to hear it, but those that listen to Blog Talk Radio. And it's all choice. It's not like you're out there and somebody's hearing something that you don't want them to hear. So call in, 347-215-8539. Now, D, back to you again, sir. You seem like a guy that knows what he wants, what he's looking for. So hopefully you'll find what you want. I didn't ask if you were married or not. I didn't know if you were, so I'm not going to get into that, but it doesn't really matter. But the thing is you were pretty adamant about knowing what you want as far as a woman, if she's a freak or not. So you don't want a freak is what you're saying.
Absolutely, I'm not a freak. Make no mistake about it.
Okay, but when time to go down the aisle, then you don't.
I may be the title of your up and coming book, Closet Freak. I don't want my woman or myself there.
Okay.
It's a freak.
Okay, well, you know, Closet Freak, like I said, it's just a fiction story, so it's not about anybody you know or anything. All the stories that are written in these books are not about real people. They're all fictitious folks and just happen to be in the Kansas City area that the stories have originated. But I tell you, if you read, though, you will find yourself, a lot of people will find themselves somewhere in the book. I even find myself in there, and I'm the author. So, you know, it's just entertainment, that's all it is. So, yeah. 347-215-8539. If you feel that you can leap in or if you feel that you can handle it strongly, come on in. So, and like I said, I thank Mr. D for calling in. I thank you for your opinion. And I think that it's good that you are brave enough to call in because, there, like I said, the subject matter is something else. And what I like to do also is we'll be sending out emails and stuff and trying to find out what subjects people want to talk about. I mean, we can talk about anything that you'd like to talk about on the show. It doesn't necessarily have to be sexual. It can be whatever. You know, I don't want to get into politics or religion, but, I mean, you can talk about other things, you know, and, you know, just have that. Like I said, and the next show we'll probably may have some guests. If not the next show, the show after, I'm definitely going to have a guest on here, whether it be another author or a spoken word author, someone that does poetry or something. And we'll have them do a little poetry and everything, and then you can just sit back and kind of listen. And if you want to call in and ask questions to that to our guest. And once I find out the schedule, we will let everybody know who that guest is going to be so that you can be ready to do it. So. But like I said, it's been great. The shows will keep going, and hopefully we'll get more people interested. We got a few minutes, 347-215-8539. For those who are not scared, call in. Mr. D is strong. He's a good guy, and I'm glad he called in. So, D, tell me, man. I know you like freaks, man. Tell me you do, man.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if you had one, and she wanted to get married. You gonna turn her down? I know you're not gonna do that.
If I can, like I said, if I can receive the assurances that only.
So what about you, man? What she needs is get those things from you. I know that you're not gonna go out there and continue to do what you was doing before you met her. It goes both ways, doesn't it?
And with assurances.
Excuse me?
You'd have to get that same assurance.
Okay, so then I guess I'm hearing that you would give everybody a chance. Well, that's what any woman did. That's not just what they. A woman that you found to be a closet freak. That's somebody who, it sounds to me that you, any person that you're trying to get with, any woman, that is. So, you have to give everybody that same thing. And you heard it here, right here on Word Sexy Radio. We got a few minutes left, I said, and I think you guys can still call in if you like. It's 347-215-8539. You know, I want to see what you got to say on the closing side of the show as we're getting closer to winding down. I think it's been a good show thus far, so far. You know, talking to my friend, Mr. D here, who calls in. And he just broke it down the way he thought it was. Nobody else had a chance to shut him down because they didn't call in. But I tell you, it's that's the only way you can do it is when you call in and find out or to say your opinion. You know, Mr. D, he said that, you know, freaks are what they are. Now, he still didn't give you the explanation of the difference between a freak and a hoe, though. I'm still waiting on that one, if he can give you that. Right now, we got a few minutes. Can you go ahead on and tell us the difference? Because I'm not sure there is one. Is it? Or is it? Yeah, I'm sure there is. So what's the thin line between the two?
That thin line that
you're breaking up. You're breaking up a little bit. Can you say it again? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
A freak is very private with their activities, and a hoe is very public.
Okay. Okay, so you're saying that if a lady is putting her stuff out in the open, then that's what you're not looking for. Of course not. We know that's not what you want, and I wouldn't want that, so we understand that. So, all right, you heard it here, right here on Word Sexy Radio. So we now know exactly what it is. And it's like we were really trying to get someone else to call in and get their opinion. But since you didn't call in, maybe we can get you to give us an idea of what the subject should be next week. You can write me at urbanerotic@gmail.com. You can get me on Facebook. I'm Red Sniper on Facebook. You can send in your message there. Let me know what you think we should talk about, and I'll probably be asking you. So we'll keep this thing going on. And we got about 15 minutes left, Mr. D. I think that you've done a good explanation of trying to explain or explaining your view of what the difference between the two are and what you exactly want. So maybe all those who are in that category were scared to call in. But you were bold enough to come on and bring it on in. So, but next time, just pass the word out. We try to put it out on Facebook and Twitter and everybody so they get a chance. We had a lot of people that said they was going to listen, so maybe they just listening. But we do want you to participate. It's no problem. The number is always the same, 347-215-8539. So whenever you feel like you want to call in and just give your opinion or what you think, then we definitely would like that to happen. So, you know, so Dee, are you a member of this community or you live out of town somewhere?
I'm from Atlanta.
You're from Atlanta. Okay. So how is things down in Atlanta? How does the subject, I'm sure down there being a bigger city than what's here, they have issues more probably in the aspect of the freak deal. So you've seen plenty of this going on, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So you just know that you don't want to be involved with that type of woman unless it's just for fun. Women can say that about men. If they only could get away with it, society won't let them. Because they call them a hoe right as they do it. You heard it here on Word Sexy Radio, 347-215-8539. Call in. Let's hear from you. We got about 13 minutes left, and we got plenty of time to get the subject in. So, D knows from Atlanta. D from Atlanta. Like that. And I've had my pleasure of going to your city and visiting a couple of times, and I must say the city is pretty wide open down there. So, yeah. It's one of those things, you know what I'm saying? And you will find a lot of those people, I guess, if you look for them. But you do any writing or anything like that, D?
No.
No, but you did, you have read some of the books, though.
Yeah.
So what was your opinion on the Scandalous Motive series? Have you read all three of the books?
Yes, I have read all three of the books. Very excellent writing.
Okay. So did you you enjoyed the books then?
Yes.
Was the subject matter too hot, or was it on point, or was there anything that I could have did different? Do you think the books were explained situations or real life situations that can be easily encountered out here in the world?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I was kind of unfamiliar with the setting.
Oh yeah, because you're not from Kansas City, of course. I understand. Well, what do you mean with the setting? Are you talking about
right? Yeah, because I'm you know the different different cities and the different cities and
like the street up the
background. Yeah, street names and like
right. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, we wanted to bring Kansas City into the fold because the books are always written by people that live in New York or something like that. So we wanted to get something different. You know, we wanted to bring something from this city into the fold. So that's what we were doing, you know, trying to bring something different than that's what we're doing. I think a lot of people who have written the books and did reviews or read the books and did reviews, they were intrigued with the Guild. So what is your opinion of the secret society that was portrayed in the book, The Guild?
The Guild was very interesting. It's very, very surreal.
Well, you know, those kind of places, those kind of things do exist. And when I was writing that, I tried to bring as much as I could into it, into the story without actually, I'm not going to say that I ever been to one or not because that's not to be known. But I am going to say this. Those kind of establishments do exist, and I think the Guild is what people are looking for. And it's a place that they can actually be that freak that they wanted to be without getting in trouble. I mean, because everybody there is doing the same like thing. So I guess if you was a member of that organization and you saw somebody out on the outside somewhere and you knew they were there, you wouldn't marry them because of that reason.
Well,
but what if you, what if you wanted to take deal? What if you? Yes, go ahead.
The Yale brought a very, very, very interesting aspect to the whole to the topic as it pertains to today. In terms of you have a community of freaks who are all apparently very successful and professional.
Well, you know, you have a lot of that in your city. I mean, your city is known for those secret societies, and there are some people down there, I'm not going to mention names, that are prominent individuals that are part of those kind of organizations down there. They have them here. They have them in lots of cities. My experience was when I was in the military, I did some time over in Germany and Amsterdam and different places, and these things are normal lifestyles of people. It's, in the United States, it's a thing of taboo because of the way we as a society has made it. So, you know, rape overseas is very low because the nudity of women is on TVs and on billboards, so it's a normal process for everybody. The drinking over there is at a younger age than what we have. I think it's 12 years old. They graduate from high school, and they're actually drinking at that age. So, you know, United States, we're a little behind on some aspects of things, but the reason that we are is because of some of the things that we do makes us the way we are, so... And it's bad. But so you thought the Gill was a good piece that was added to the story? What about the sexual activities? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I kind of as far as the sexual activities, the the homosexual part, I kind of skipped over.
Well, you know, you can't just talk about one type of person in the book. You know, you give everything for everybody. So, understanding that you're not into that, that's fine. But I think that these books have something for everyone. And was there a story other than just the sex?
There was definitely a plot story, several storylines within the series that I can point to that kind of for someone who this being my first reading of erotic material or erotic book.
Okay.
Having a plot kind of made it like reading a novel other than just reading sex scenes.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, because when I wrote the book, I was, you know, sex was part of it, but it wasn't the main objective of the book. We wanted to have a plot, have a storyline. We wanted to have things going on, a lot of drama. You know, a lot of situations that kept you going like a soap opera, and that was the objective. And hopefully that was achieved in these books. And as I continue to go forth, I want to continue to give that type of power or essence in the books so that people will hopefully like my style and will continue to read that type of thing. Well, that's the goal, and that's what we're going to try to do. Like I said, there's new books coming out this year. And we'll try to continue to keep that going. We got about 5 minutes left, and then still we can get somebody to call in, 347-215-8539. You can call in and give your opinion. We don't mind that. We don't mind a little bit of opinion, you know what I'm saying? We always like when people call in and talk about whatever. And, you know, we want to continue to keep the show going, and hopefully I can, but I need your participation, people. I need you all that support me. You come on and give me that call. so that we can discuss it. 347-215-8539. As we get close to the end of the show, I wanted to say thanks to all of those who have purchased and read the books, and all those fans that have written back and said that they wanted to continue to keep reading and continue to follow me, which I am very, very humbled. Without you, there's nothing. I can't do anything without you. So even the show, I mean, I can't even do that without you. So hopefully the fan base will come to me as they did in the books purchasing and support, and will come to the show. And that's what we would like to do. We'd like to keep that going. So, and I'm glad that Mr. D was able to read. My thing is, I've been getting a lot of people who have said that they usually don't read this genre, or a lot of people that don't read at all picked up the book and they just couldn't put it down. Did you have that feeling, Mr. D?
Absolutely. It was definitely well written. It flowed. It was a very interesting plot for me, simply because the storylines kept you wanting to read on to see what would happen next, and parts one and two, even with the endings, with parts one and two, are very. You were definitely waiting to see what happened in the next, or what would be revealed in the next, in the sequel.
Right. And I think the fade to black, a lot of people get upset when they see that. They're like, oh, no, the fade to black, I can't believe this is it, you know, because they want to read more. And I do that intentionally so that, you know, it'll make them want to get the next book, and not only for purchasing, but just so they can continue to read the story. You know, it's about money, but it's not really completely about money. I want people to enjoy the writing and to get involved in the writing and lose themselves in the books. You know, I want that to be the case. So, like I said, when the Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel comes out, it's going to bring you right back to where you were with the Scandalous Motor Series. It'll take you through the life of Tangi Lori, and it will bring you up to date to the beginning of the first book of Scandalous Motor. So you're going to go back from Tangi's birth all the way to her life as she came through up into Wayne L. Now, that's going to be good. I think that not only because I wrote it, but I think that those who are followers of this series will definitely enjoy that, so that they can know, how did she get rich? How did she get all this money? How did she get all this power? Well, you'll find out. So that's coming out this summer, probably in spring, Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel. So right now, I'm going to say thank you, Mr. D, for calling in. Thanks for all of those who are listening. The subject was a little weak tonight, but it's fine. What do men want, a freak? Why do men want to freak in the bed but don't want to marry one? We're going to continue with the shows. We're not going to stop. And hopefully we can build it up so that everybody can come on. So this has been Word Sexy Radio, Red Snapper, and we're going to continue to do this thing. And we're going to continue to bring it to you. So any last words, Mr. D? We got about 55 seconds left. You got anything else you want to say before we sign off?
No, I hope to hear more next week.
All right, well, we'll be back next Monday. We'll be right back, same time, same channel, 10 p.m. Central Time. So just the new subject will be put out this week, and you'll know what it's going to be about. And then after that, it'll probably be some guests coming on so we can talk to them. So this has been Word Sexy Radio. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next time.
Uh-huh.